Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
At Birenbaum and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birenbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
That's our own Joseph. Hey, I like this song. Now, who does this song?
Bow Wow Wow.
Wow Wow Wow?
Bow Wow Wow.
Oh, Bow Wow Wow.
Not Little Bow Wow. Bow Wow Wow.
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 This is a pretty good song. When was it? What year?
It's a remake, but this is from the 80s.
80s.
And, of course, there's it was also used, although a different version, used in Hop, which is probably the one Easter movie of all time, other than Easter Parade, the most recent Easter movie, Hop.
Is that Jimmy Stewart? The Big Easter Bunny?
No.
Oh.
With James Marsden?
Oh, don't know him.
It was a good Easter movie.
Russell Brand.
You're talking about that movie
stuff.
Where he sees the rabbit.
What I met someone.
I liked it. I
yesterday,
it
that new Earl, Earl, what's his name? James Jones?
James,
you know,
Earl Jones, and if you don't say it
right, what's his name? Earl?
You have to leave the room.
Wait, who is it?
James Earl Jones.
James Earl Jones. What did he play in?
He was Darth Vader.
There he was?
The voice.
Yeah. Oh, nicely done. Anyway, this is Breakthrough
Entertainment.
And
Dave didn't know that?
Yeah, I knew that. James Earl Jones. I just want to see if you were.
You got to be kidding me.
In the room. Okay, Breakthrough Entertainment, live 1480 AM KPHX. Back to you, Mr. Joseph.
Yeah, for a second there, I thought that you have a highlighter in your pocket. I thought it was a peep in your pocket.
What's a peep?
Because I am very hungry right now because one of my favorite candies is, of course, jelly beans. Isn't yours?
I love
especially these
jelly.
Kind.
Yeah, these
yes, jelly belly
these.
Jelly beans.
Jelly
yeah.
bellies. I love those.
The fake gelatin isn't that's not in
delicious.
Them and all that stuff. Yeah. What's your favorite flavor?
Was there a cinnamon?
There's a cinnamon.
Vodka.
Yeah,
vodka?
There's a cinnamon one, and even, you know, the popcorn one is really good.
I was just going to say, popcorn, that's my favorite.
Yeah.
Of course, marshmallow is good as well. And but I am actually curious to hear what our next guest's favorite flavor is.
The root beer's yummy, too.
He is the creator of the Jelly Belly Jelly Bean. Right now, he's not involved in it at all. We're going to ask him all about that. But his name is David Klein, and we are honored to have David here on our show on our Breakthrough Entertainment Easter special. Thank you so much for joining us, David.
Good morning.
So it's great to speak with you, and we of course watched your documentary Candyman, the David Klein story.
Fantastic.
And I thought it was fascinating. I had no idea anything about this subject. You developed Jelly Belly Jelly Beans. You were Mr. Jelly Belly with the logo, with the shirt, and of course the
4
belly.
4 years, exactly, 1976 through 1980.
And what were the original flavors?
We had root beer only because I love root beer. Do you guys like root beer?
Yes.
Of course.
Okay. People with a European background do not like root beer because it's a medicine, cough syrup in Europe.
Really? Oh,
wow.
But I love root beer. We had licorice. Do you guys like black licorice?
I don't like
no,
licorice.
Not personally.
No.
Just
my aunt and actually mouse. our granddaughter Jazzy loves it.
Okay, tell them to eat a banana afterwards. If you eat a lot of black licorice, it depletes your body of potassium.
Oh.
Hey. Mm.
Someday they're going to put a warning on black licorice.
Wow, didn't know that.
My mother eats a lot of that.
So tell her to not do that.
I will let Eric's mom know.
Yes, thank you, Greg.
And you had very cherry as well, right?
Oh, yeah, we had very cherry. How do you know these things?
Hey, maybe because I watched a documentary.
Cream soda was one.
Do you realize that I developed that product with $800 in my pocket?
Wow.
No credit cards.
And then, of course, a few years later, you no longer owned anything having to do with Jelly Belly.
I received a phone call from the man that was my contract manufacturer, and he said, "We're coming to town to buy your trademark, and we're not going to leave until we do."
And that's, of course, what happened.
Yeah, that's what happened. You want to know something? Everything is for the best. Mm-hmm. We're doing a sequel, Candyman 2, and in that we're going to tell what's happened since the original Candyman.
Well, that would be good.
Well,
I'm back in the jelly bean business.
You are.
Oh, congratulations.
Oh, yeah. David's Beyond Gourmet, David's signature Beyond Gourmet, which is available on Amazon. And I candy is in my blood. It's in my DNA.
So what are some of the signature candies you have?
Oh, we have first of all, unlike Jelly Belly, which contains artificial flavors and artificial colors, ours are 100% natural. There are no artificial flavors or artificial colors in David's signature. We have ginger. We have flavors that have never been attempted before.
Ooh, ginger,
in candy.
That sounds good.
I would like that. Yeah. I like ginger.
Ginger is good for you.
Yeah, ginger is very good.
It is.
It's good for women that are pregnant, too, that have morning sickness.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
Ginger ale.
Ginger is good for nausea.
Oh,
no, ginger.
Yeah.
Well, you got to flatten the ginger ale a little bit because the bubbles aren't really good for
you. We're doing so many things because of the original documentary that we did. A man who is he's already brought it back. He's brought back the Astro Pops. Do you guys know what those are?
Yes.
He called me after seeing the documentary, and he said, "Will you please help me market my Astro Pops?" And I said, "Of course, I love candy." And because of that, he is the one that is helping me bring back, getting me back into the jelly bean business with David's signature. We're also making for his company, which is called Leaf Brands. We're making a product. Do you guys know what Nerd candy is?
Yes.
Of course, yes.
We have a version of Nerds. We're calling them farts, candy farts.
Where can I get them?
Both are named after Dave.
And they're actually better than Nerds because they just are.
What would they taste like, may I ask?
They don't.
More like, what would they smell like?
Oh, they're fantastic. We do have a sour fart, and we have a regular fart. And we do flavors like root beer, cherry, you know, your good, ordinary flavors. They're really, really good. You can find farts at your favorite candy store.
You can.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
Well, and I love these interesting candies. I mean, because I know Jelly Belly has the Bots jelly beans Harry Potter. They have grass and dirt and all those different interesting flavors.
Yes.
And I was a big fan of your snot that came in the nose when I was growing up.
The snot was a tremendous success. But you know what? Those kind of items, they go for a while. The main thing to get a candy product lasting for a long time It has to taste really, really good.
Well, that makes sense. I mean, ultimately,
yeah, it can't just be the gimmick, yeah.
Yeah, I think now, of course, President Reagan, his favorite candy, I understand, was Jelly Bellies. I have a little story about that.
Oh, I'd love to hear it.
I'm a CPA, and I was back in the 80s. One of her clients was the Ronald Reagan Foundation. We had an office in Century City, so did Ronald Reagan. So myself and my partner went over to his office, because it's just down the street, because we were both in Century City, and we had a whole bowl full of Jelly Bellies, because we knew he liked it. So we were going to do some... Yeah, a whole bowl. It was a big, big bowl of Jelly Bellies. And so he said, we just want to see the president just for a second, and then we'll go to work. You know, we were going to work there in their offices doing a project. And so we made a left turn, and as we made that left turn, Secret Service immediately stopped us. So, because they said
you're going the wrong way. You got to turn
they
right.
They said, "Wait," and they took the Jelly Bellies away. They didn't. We were a new CPA, for them. So it was sort of interesting. I never. I go.
They probably thought you poisoned them or something.
Yeah, I don't know, but I think he liked it. But no, they were good Jelly Bellies, and I love Jelly Bellies. I really do, and that's a great creation you did, David.
Thank you. You need to try our new bean.
Is it similar, except all natural?
It's all natural. The flavors are still right on the money, and it's the best jelly bean, in my humble opinion, on the market right now.
Wait, let me ask you one quick question, David.
Sure. There's no gelatin in jelly beans.
Right.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. Now, it's since 1980, but now it's, 2014?
Why did it take so long?
Yeah, that was my question.
I had a 20-year non-compete clause with Jelly Belly.
20 years? Who was your attorney?
Wow.
Yeah, who was your attorney, mister?
We had no attorney.
Oh.
I have since found out that could never have been enforced.
That's the first thing I thought of. Unenforceable.
You know what, though? I signed it, and I'm a man of my word.
Yes.
But it could never have been enforced. And
wait, let me ask you a quick question.
It's unconscionable. A 20-year non-compete clause is unconscionable. Yes.
I think you need a good CPA. What do you say?
Now, I'm sorry, but I have the most important question ever.
Oh, well, go for it.
Okay, because you said this is Dave's signature. David's signature.
Beyond Gourmet.
Beyond Gourmet. And we have David sitting here. We have a David sitting here with us. Now,
okay.
I'm the CPA.
When we buy these, if they say David's signature, he might not share with the rest of us. So I want to have it on the air so I have all of our listeners to back me on this. If you're not named David, you can still enjoy them, right?
Oh, I like that.
Oh, nice tagline.
I like that.
Oh, that is good. Can we get credit for that?
I like that a lot. By the way, our daughter, Roxanne, created a product in 1995 called Sandy Candy. And she said, Dad, I want to take out the domain Sandy Candy. And I said to her, Roxy, what's a domain? She said, Dad, there's something called the Internet. You don't know how to use the computer, which I could not use a computer until about 6 years ago.
Well, that's okay. Dave's still learning here, too.
Yes, that's true.
And so I said to her, Roxanne, let me stop you right there. Now, remember, the year was 1995. I said, the Internet is mainly used by guys for pornography, and I don't want you to have anything to do with it. Besides that, it's a fleeting, it's not going to be around for a long time.
It's just a fad. It'll go away. Just a fad.
Yeah.
The world can't live without it. Hey, I want to try your bacon-flavored jelly beans.
Oh, I would like that.
Yeah. Did you find us on Amazon already?
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
We have 25 reviews on there. 22 of those are 5-star reviews.
Oh, excellent.
Now,
you can't please everybody. You know that.
Yeah.
Do you have caramel flavor so I can mix caramel with bacon? Ooh, so good.
That would be delicious.
And the Himalayan sea salt.
That sounds good, too.
Yeah, the Himalayan sea salt. The idea behind these beans is you can create a meal in your mouth.
I love it. I love it. And the combinations are never ending.
Oh, never ending.
I am so hungry right now because jelly beans, of course, are a staple of Easter. We need them in our Easter basket.
Hey, I got an
Amazon Prime member. We're ordering.
Oh, me too.
Right,
I get free
this.
Shipping. Now, so David. Oh, you do too? Then why did
by the way, our documentary is available if you have an Amazon Prime subscription. Or you can watch our documentary, Candyman. For free, Candyman.
Now we're talking. Now,
bonus.
Candyman, the David Klein story. You can watch it on Amazon Prime.
Now, David, I have an idea. I'm going to announce it on the air in front of all our other hosts.
Let's go for it.
Is what if we will order these things and have a taste test and have you on the line as we do a taste test?
100% love to do that.
Yeah, let's do that.
We need to do that, yes.
Right, we'll arrange
it. I will do it, yes.
In fact,
and then we
can
blind taste test.
Blind taste test, yes.
We'll just have the dump truck come and bring, because with all of us, jelly bean fiends.
And maybe we could get Nancy Reagan on to call.
She lives in Bel Air. I know her address.
I think we probably could, and because, you know, it's sentimental.
You know what? Why not? By the way, one of our products that we make, our website is Nifty, N-I-F-T-Y, candy.com. How long would it take you to get there?
I'm trying it right now.
Nifty, N-I-F-T-Y,
I'm already there.
Candy.
Ooh, Eric's fast.
Eric's fast.
Wait, what's it called?
NiftyCandy.com.
NiftyCandy.com.
Official Sandy Candy Factory.
We make a candy urine that's in a urine container.
Oh, really?
I do, too. Oh, wait, no.
Sounds delightful.
click on where it says on the top there, unusual items or what?
Oh, unusual. Let's see.
Unusual items.
Do you see that?
I see. There's a bunch of buttons. Weird candy.
I see.
Weird. That's the one.
Oh, candy DNA. Oh, yeah.
They've got biohazard candy. They've got green tea bites, ginger bites, bacon bites, zombie
bacon
body.
Bacon bites.
Even hickeys.
Anything
you
bacon.
You got a hickey bite.
Are those bandages?
Those are. We do a gummy heart that bleeds in 12 different places when you bite into it.
Oh. 12 to some different places.
Oh, that's what someone did to me, too.
But a heart only has four chambers.
You know what? We never thought about that.
And you've got bloody gummy fingers.
Yeah. Oh, we have some great. Roxy, our daughter, created most of those items. She has candy in her jeans.
Candy saliva?
Oh, yeah. We do a crime scene.
Oh, for the kissing parties?
Yeah. We do a crime scene kit that has candy blood, candy urine, and candy saliva.
I think she doesn't just have candy in her jeans. She's got a little bit of a warped sense.
So let me ask you this, then. What is... I thought it said private gems. It says pirate gems. I'm
pirate,
sorry.
Yes,
I thought
it
was private gems. I was going to ask about that.
That's the other company. That's
that's
candy
a different one.
Brown poops?
Yeah, we've got candy poop. We've got all kinds of things.
Wow.
Yeah, we're not really afraid of ever trying anything new, and that's the beauty about the candy business. You can come out with an idea and have the product. You know, we don't have a big board of directors meetings and do market research. If we want to come out with it, we come out with it. And, you know, not everything is successful, but you got to keep on trying new things. You got to add new variety to your mix.
Can I ask you how you came up with pickle licorice?
We are in the hard candy business, and we have a product called Barrels of Yum. You know what root beer barrels are?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Well, these are gourmet flavored, different flavors. In fact, those are also available on Amazon. Barrels of Yum. We have a pickle. We have a dill pickle hard candy. And we take that and we crush that. We crush that and we add it into a topping for our licorice. We were the first people to do sour licorice back in the 80s. Have you ever tasted sour licorice?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we created that industry.
I love anything sour. That's not, and we're not afraid to try anything new here either on Breakthrough Entertainment. So I think we seriously need all this stuff on the table in front of us on a future show, you know, in the next couple of weeks, and we need you on the air.
Hey, I'm ready. I'm ready.
There's one called Body Part. So,
well, I'm wondering, was your daughter in med school or nursing school when she came up with these?
Not the heart candy.
Roxanne, every single day I get a new idea from her, and here's what she says: Dad, stop whatever you're doing. In other words, let's start all over with this new idea.
Wow.
And her ideas are just so creative, so fantastic.
How about butterscotch bacon? That sounds so good.
That's very similar to caramel bacon, which I love.
Oh, my.
Caramel
is...
and bacon.
How about the pig burgers?
Aren't there some cool things on there? But the idea behind the Sandy candy is, have you guys ever had a pixie stick?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. It's make your own version of that, where the kids can create sand art, and then they can eat it.
Oh, I've seen those.
I've seen
those in the stores. That's you.
That's us. That's us. That's Roxy.
You buy the plastic tube, whatever
exactly.
size you want, and then you can go around to the different flavors and different
colors.
You
make your own candy.
Yes. My virtual grandkids, the ones before I married Dave and got real ones.
Right.
I borrow my brother's grandkids, and so
like
when they
that.
Come
what,
to
for
visit,
the weekends.
No, they come visit me in San Diego. And they love those.
Wow. Yeah, that's us. It's called Sandy Candy.
I thought I had heard that because it looks like colored sand. But
exactly.
Oh, great,
exactly.
great idea.
Yeah, and when you watch the documentary, please pay close attention to how I was blackmailed. Do you remember that scene in there?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a fascinating documentary. It really, really is.
You were blackmailed?
Yeah. And in fact, the man that blackmailed me used to give us receipts. One of the receipts, can you imagine a blackmailer giving you a receipt for the blackmail?
Pretty self-incriminating.
You'll see one of the receipts in there for the blackmail.
Well, and I like the way that that was resolved after basically a year.
But wait, what's a receipt? How do you give a receipt for blackmail? You mean he's saying I'm blackmailing you?
Well, he called me up one day. And he said, Dave, how many partners do you have in Jelly Belly? And I said, well, Cal is my partner in Jelly Belly. And he said, no, that's the wrong answer. I am your new partner. There are now three partners in Jelly Belly. And I said, Bob, what are you talking about? He said, well, I own the California trademark for Jelly Belly. When we had taken out the federal trademark, our federal trademark attorney said to us, we asked him, should we take out the California one? He said, no, you don't need that at all. You don't have to send in your $20 to the Secretary of State, Marsh Fong Yu. The federal trademark will supersede that. The problem was it took about a year in those days to get the federal trademark. And in the meanwhile, this guy sent his $20 in to the Secretary of State and perjured himself and said that he was the owner of the trademark Jelly Belly.
Yes,
and
very
so
dirty.
He called me up and he said he was my new partner.
Was he a friend of yours?
He was the first place. I was a nut distributor. I used to sell nuts to people like Famous Amos.
Mm-hmm.
And he made ice cream with the nuts that I used to sell him. And his place in Alhambra was where I first sold Jelly Bellies, in a little corner there.
Wow.
A fascinating story.
Yes, it is a very fascinating documentary. And you know,
Thank you.
I'm so glad that we got a chance to speak with you today on our Easter special because and that you're coming out with the sequel because it's just disheartening to hear during this documentary that you say that, you know, it's Jelly Belly is kind of the worst thing that ever happened to you.
Yeah, it ruined my life for many, many years.
But, you know, it sounds like you said at the beginning of this interview, that everything happens for a reason. And
so true.
And now we cannot wait. I cannot wait to try these bacon jelly beans.
You guys are awesome.
Yes, we are on to it. Excited, and we'll talk to you when we do it.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yes, so again, thank you so much, David Klein, for celebrating Easter with us.
It's been my pleasure.
Yes, happy Easter.
Happy to you, too. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
We'll definitely have him on again soon.
That was very fun.
I am literally salivating right now.
Yeah, I mean, if the listeners like jelly beans, go to Amazon.com and look up David's, what is it? David's
Beyond
Signature
Gourmet.
Beyond Gourmet
really
jelly beans.
Cool. Sure. Cool stuff. And
I'll tell you, man, on niftycandy.com, he's got so many different products on there. It's amazing.
It's crazy. I'm still not at the end.
Well, you know what?
I know. I'm still scrolling.
Yeah. It's amazing. All
and
these
some
things.
Of those would be perfect for Halloween.
Yeah.
Yeah, they
Halloween
definitely
Halloween party
would.
Bloody fingers.
Candy body fluids.
Oh, there is body parts. Oh, this one doesn't look like it should be there.
While we continue to look at niftycandy.com, let's take a quick break. Of course, this is our Easter special here on Breakthrough Entertainment. This is our Easter basket for our listeners. And only appropriate right now that we play Sammy Davis Jr. singing
us
Candyman.
I really like that. And I think we should break out on our one pass here. Here we go. One,
the Candyman,
two,
yo, the
three.
Candyman.
Here we go. Four. Boom, 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 go.
The Candyman can, because he mixes it with love and makes the world taste
good. Very nice. Okay, here, do the main song now.
Who can make a rainbow? Wrap it in a sigh.
Wrap it in the sigh. Soak it in the sun. Let
the Candyman.
The Candyman.
The Candyman. I am laughing.
And scary. This is 1480 AM KPHX. We'll be right back.
He mixes it with love and makes the world taste good.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
At Beerenbaum and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Beerenbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
Sugar.
Or did you use your pass? Oh, that was good.
I just can't believe that loveliness of loving you.
According to the contract, we've already used our pass today.
We'll see. There might be some other songs a little bit later on. But
can't believe it's true.
Well, Dave's really not actually supposed to open his mouth.
Archies are singing us into the segment.
Oh, the Archies.
Sugar, sugar, because, of course, this song is about candy, right?
Yeah, and Archie Bunker was a favorite candy man.
No. This is,
I know.
This
I was just trying to
Archie
confuse
Veronica
people.
They're killing Archie off in the comic book.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yes. What?
Yeah, Archie's going to die in the next upcoming Archie comics.
Spoiler alert. Thanks a lot, Eric.
Well, I heard it on the news.
You ruined my day.
Oh, and
I don't
night.
Even know who Archie
are you guys
is.
Avid
Monica,
readers?
Betty.
I have no idea.
Jughead.
Jughead. Yeah.
I've never Jughead.
Jughead. Ooh, hello.
I never heard of
the
that.
The guy that wears the hat that looks like a crown.
I have no idea.
Oh, L.A. Kings.
Blimpy.
Kopitar.
Subway.
Subway.
You know, Blimpy is phenomenal, but I haven't had it in years.
I heard Jimmy Jones is good.
Jimmy Jones.
I mean Jimmy Jones.
Oh boy!
Jimmy All Jones right. is pretty right good there, too.
And that other one.
See, now we're just thinking about food in general because of our.
Not me, because I've got some pulled chicken.
I know.
Oh,
thanks a lot.
I think we're all on a sugar high just thinking about those jelly beans.
Wow.
I know.
So, and this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX. I talk fast.
Very good. And, of course, this is Breakthrough Entertainment's Easter special, so we're going to have a lot more coming up all about rabbits and...
Rabbits?
Eggs.
Eggs?
And more Easter
multiplication?
Music. Yes. All right. Well, but, of course, this is also a movie show, right?
Oh,
hello,
yes.
And thank you for calling Movie Phone.
Oh, do that again. I love that.
I love that. You do,
do that
if
one
you know
time.
The name of the movie you'd like to see, press 13 sins.
Ooh.
All right. Well, that's the movie that we're going to talk about first here right now. So 13 Sins, Mark Webber. We had him on the show before, Mark Webber.
Don't remember him.
Yeah,
who is he?
He was on the show. He's
makes bread?
He's an actor.
He makes bread, right?
No. Mark Webber plays a down-on-his-luck salesman who embarks on a dangerous game of risks prompted by a cryptic phone call. The game promises increasing rewards for completing 13 tasks, each more sinister than the last. This is kind of similar to a movie that we talked about a few weeks ago, Cheap Thrills.
Yeah, that's what I thought say, it was. I was going to say, it was sounding very familiar.
That's why I didn't say it. I thought it was that movie, well, but it's a different movie.
It's a different movie. It's on the same theme as, of course, Would You Rather, as well as The Brass Teapot. We've talked about those on the show before as well. And so it's you said that it looked interesting to you, right, Eric?
Which one is this?
13 Sins?
Yeah, the trailer looked interesting, yes.
Yes, and so did you watch the trailer, Dave?
I did, and it reminded me of the movie...
Cheap Thrills.
No.
No.
The movie Purge.
The Purge, okay.
Outrageous Without Boundaries.
And you know what it is? And
so I'm pretty good at the trailer analysis, aren't I?
And I told you, because you wanted to know what movie to see, right?
Yeah, and you said...
And I said...
Most impact on you was 13 Sins,
yeah,
but...
Do you think that it's a highly positive impact or a highly negative impact?
Negative.
I'm going negative on this one.
This is a highly positive. This is very close to a breakthrough. I'm giving it a thumbs up. You know, despite being riddled with plot holes, or at least some sketchy logic that's been twisted to the tale's convenience, this movie is not believable in the least. It's a riveting thriller that reflects the fact that anyone and everyone is capable of becoming a monster for money. This movie proves that this guy, he's down on his luck. He just wants to, you know, do some good things for the people that he loves and for himself. And but then, of course, he gets this phone call that says something really simple. You know, just go ahead and kill that fly, and you'll get some money. You'll complete this first task. And then if you eat the fly, then you'll get even more money. And if you eat the fly, then you can continue on. And so long as you finish the 13 tasks, you will get the grand prize. And if you fail to complete all 13 tasks, then you lose all your money. So what would you do? Would you say...
I wouldn't do it.
No?
No.
Not no. Eat the, you wouldn't eat the fly?
I would.
No.
I would.
Depends on how much money it is.
I would. I've eaten
a few thousand dollars.
I know. Every time you go, every time you buy store-bought processed food, there's probably fly parts in there.
And there was that woman who found a bird leg in her spinach.
Well,
and
now that's not allowed. But the bug parts
they can't help it.
In chocolate, they're actually allowed a certain percentage of bug body parts.
When you read a label of the ingredients and it says natural flavoring, that could include bug parts.
Yeah.
Wow. Ooh.
And people do it on Survivor all the time, and they win a bunch of money, right? They eat grubs. And
protein.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, and that's what we used to say with our banana pudding when we camped.
But of course, here's the next
protein.
Thing. So eating a fly is one thing, but then it progresses, and each task is increasingly more
but
sinister.
But wouldn't you stop, though, at certain point?
Well, that's the thing, is that one of the tasks involves transporting a dead body to a diner and ordering a cup of coffee for that dead body.
You mean bringing it into the diner?
Bringing the dead body that is
Weekend
rotting has been rotting for a week or so.
Well, how do you do that?
Wouldn't it fall apart?
It's done in the movie, which, again, it's unbelievable. But would you be willing to do that?
Is there anything about kissing a dead body?
No.
Okay, good.
Necrophilia.
Would you be willing to, you know...
What? Yeah.
I don't want to spoil the surprises, but I'm just saying that there are things in this movie that I would not do. And the character decides he does not want to do, but there's no way out. Either he loses all the money or he continues to do this. And then you find out that there's another twist to it. There might be someone else playing the game and only one of them can survive. It is a very twisted tale. I very much like this movie. You're going to love it, especially if you liked The Brass Teapot.
Yeah, I did like that.
And you like the idea of Cheap Thrills, which, again, is one of the most entertaining movies of the
year
so far.
Yes, I want to see that. That's on Amazon, I think.
I think so, yeah. And this is as well, because this is playing in one of the theaters here in the Valley. I think it might be at Shea
14.
Yeah, Shea 14.
It was on at 10:20 last night.
All right.
Too late.
Well, it's also on video on demand, so I would check it out. You have to check it out one way or the other. Definitely worth seeing. And it's sure to shock and probably compel you to consider whether you or not you would be willing to complete these tasks for quick cash.
It depends on how much money is in each task, involved in each task.
It's a lot of money. But you have to complete all of them or lose them all.
Because I think the trailer, so it's not a spoiler, the trailer showed, I think after the first task, I think he started with $100,000 or something.
Yeah, yeah.
So
you get these little alerts on your phone whether you completed it or not.
Just by saying, yes, I'll do it, $100,000 right in your bank account.
And the
oh,
first
cool, I can rent it on Amazon for $7.
Oh, you can?
Yep.
It's
party at Eric's house. Right?
Yeah, and you'll cover the cost of the movie.
Hey, there you go. Well,
it's
because
he's
a CPA. Well, so definitely check out 13 Sins. Big thumbs up. One of the best movies I've seen so far this year.
Really?
Yeah.
So if you're choosing between Cheap Thrills and
Cheap Thrills
13
and 13 Sins, I would go with Cheap Thrills. It's a little more believable, and the acting is a little bit better.
Wow. And you said it actually had a really...
Iconic ending.
And a thought-provoking...
Yeah, both of them are very thought-provoking, but this one's a little more fun, you know, than Cheap Thrill. Just like sheer fun doesn't have as much thought-provoking, but you're definitely going to be sitting there wondering, hey, how far would I go for money?
Okay.
And speaking of money, let's talk a little bit about our next film, Small Time. Another one of our guests on the show, Devin Bostick. Remember our friend from Diary of a Wimpy Kid, right?
Yeah.
He plays a young man in this movie who decides to skip college in favor of joining his father, played by Christopher Maloney, on the lot of his used car business. And, you know, because he's a kid. He wants to become professional. He wants to make some money. So he's going to join this, you know.
Chris Maloney, right?
Chris Maloney, yeah.
And who else is in that?
Devin Bostick. I forget the name of the other
I just watched that trailer last night.
You did? And yes. What did you think of the trailer?
I like Chris Maloney.
I do too.
So I'd probably watch it.
Yeah, yeah. And Dave.
I saw the trailer. Yeah, it looked like it has possibilities. What it looked like to me from the trailer, it was taking a topic that has built-in implications to it. For example, a car salesperson stereotype and combining it with parents' expectations for their children.
Okay. Well, actually.
Is that close?
Yeah, very close. Very close. Well, and I got a chance to speak with one of the supporting cast members. We had him on a couple weeks ago. Amari Nolasco, of course, our friend from Prison Break, right?
Yes.
We talked to him all about In the Blood, which was, again, a great movie, a very entertaining movie. And I asked him a little bit about this movie. You can hear the full interview on BreakRadioShow.com. Click on Archives. But let's hear about what Amari Nolasco, actor Amari Nolasco, has to say about Small Time.
Small Time, it's a movie the creator of 24, Joel Sarno, wrote 30 years ago. He wrote it with one of his best friends who passed away actually about a few weeks after they finished the script 30 years ago. So he had it, you know, he really needed to do this movie. It's about this dad and this kid. This kid basically comes from a divorced parent, and he wants to do what his dad does, which is sell cars. It's really that wants better, something better for him. But there's no, sometimes with kids, you know, with teenagers, you have to just let them be and have them experience their own things. But it's one of those movies, coming of age, you know, between and families that everybody can relate one way or another. You know, there's that age where we were rebellious and we thought we knew when you were a teenager and you think you know everything. And again, there was Joel Sarno's first time directing, and I respect his work as a writer and now as a director.
And I respect Joel Surnow as well. 24 is a great series. And I cannot wait for it to come back, I believe, in just like another week or two, right?
I know it's pretty soon. I've never watched the show, but I have heard great things. Yeah.
It's a limited series.
If I ever get this Netflix thing that I've been hearing about, I might.
I've never seen it either.
Oh, I love 24. I love it. I love it.
The ticking clock might have gone away because it's only 12 hours, but they go through a whole day. And so I'm going to miss that ticking clock if it really is gone. But, you know, so I respect Joel Surnow. And I respect Devin Bostick, one of my favorite young actors. And as you said, you know, some of the other great actors in this
but
movie
you
as well.
Like the movie.
Dean Norris, Bridget Moynihan, and as we said, Christopher Maloney. But no, I didn't like the movie. It's very meandering. It goes all over the place. It doesn't have very much focus. I wanted it to focus more on Devin Bostick, and it kind of just was just like life on the car lot here.
I like Bridget Moynihan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So again, really great cast.
Bridget Moynihan.
Oh, you said that like with
he
an
did.
Accent.
Uh-huh.
Say that again.
And Amari, of course, one of my favorites with him
was great
in the Benchwarmers
New York.
When he plays Carlos, the 35-40-year-old pitcher that they say is a 12-year-old, and he goes out there. It was great, and then he gets drunk.
Yeah, so great Love cast it. Here. Great cast and great folks behind the camera as well. But unfortunately, I'm going to give Small Time a thumbs down.
Oh.
I know. All right, well, let's go into our next break. Rosemary Clooney is going to sing us into our next break. She's going to sing us one of my favorite songs that I found for our Easter special here on Breakthrough Entertainment.
Was she on the Dick Van Dyke
my
show?
My Chocolate Rabbit. She probably was. She's got several songs on today's show. So. Yeah.
I really think she was.
I got a chocolate rabbit.
Isn't this a? She was George Clooney's aunt.
Oh, aunt or aunt?
Well, ants are insects.
Oh, aunt. Okay.
Enough to eat.
See, I never heard this.
Ate his ears on Sunday.
You did.
His nose I finished Monday.
Sounds like candy. And then what did
either
he
that
do?
That or she's keep a cannibal.
Yeah, keep going, Joseph.
Jumped on her feet.
Keep going until we beep it out.
I really like this song.
Okay, and this is Breakthrough.
I want a chocolate rabbit.
1480 AM KPHX.
Where are the eggs?
True Entertainment. We'll be right back.
Saturday he was gone. Oh, I loved my chocolate rabbit from the moment that he came. And if I get another one, I love him just the same.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
At Beer and Bomb and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birenbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Reidenauer, Heinten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Reidenauer, Heinten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
And welcome back again. This is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. And I'm Dave Isaac alongside Joseph Erdo, Greg Isaac, Eric Reinhardt, and Patricia.
Yay.
Yes, and you know, that was our version of Easter with Dead Space. And then, woo, we came to life.
And what song is this?
Egg. Bert, the Easter Egg is the name of this song. It's, again, our friend Rosemary Clooney.
I don't know the song.
She must have liked to sing silly songs a lot.
Happy Easter Day.
You're
and
good
we
at
on
this.
Breakthrough Entertainment wish all of our listeners a happy Easter Day.
Yeah,
too.
Tomorrow, Easter.
Well, yeah, tomorrow.
Well, I like the bells. Yeah. Sounds like the music I have for Trisha on my phone. No, it does. There's bells.
Well, of course, we are playing Egbert the Easter Egg. That's weird. But anyway, we're playing Egbert the Easter Egg because our next guest is Sharman Hickman. Of course, when you hear Hickman, you think...
Of Hickman's Family Farms.
Yes.
No doubt.
Yes, because she's out there right now at the Governor Egg Roll and Easter Egg Hunt and Easter Festival. And they've got a lot of stuff going out at the Wigwam. So we are so excited to bring her on in just a few moments, hopefully. We're getting her on the line. Possibly. No, we'll try her again in another minute. But do you like to color Easter eggs, Dave?
No.
No.
We had so much fun with Mason last weekend coloring eggs.
You did. Okay.
Greg's shaking his head no.
No, and you know, I had fun with Frozen coloring Easter eggs as well.
Did Frozen get dye on his little wingtips?
Actually, I haven't colored them yet. I'm going to do it tomorrow.
Oh, you
color the duck.
What was really fun that I've never experienced before was organic egg dyes.
Oh, yes?
Yes. And the purpley-blue color came from cabbage, and then we had red from the radishes, and we had yellow from, I can't remember what. But it was really cool, and it worked really well, and it washed off my hands. Yay!
So Frozen's going to help you?
Yes.
Why?
Because he has to.
What if he gets it on him? How do you get it off?
He takes weekly baths.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Does he swim?
He's a duck.
He's a duck. He has to take baths. Sherman? Yeah. So, you know, but, you know, we're very excited.
Who bathes him?
I do.
Oh, good. No one else can bathe him.
I don't know. What?
He bathes himself.
Yeah,
too.
He bathes himself.
He
yeah.
picks
put
up
him
the
in
little
bathtub.
Soapy.
You just put him in the bathtub.
Yes. But anyway, now we finally have on our very special guest because we're talking about Easter eggs. And, of course, we've got on from Hickman's Family Farms, Sharman Hickman. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. So you're out there at the Wigwam celebrating Easter, and you've got the egg roll going on. You've got an Easter egg hunt, right?
Yes. The governor has been here all 4 years, and this we were able to find a local nonprofit called the Honey Foundation, and any donations are going to be given to them, and their focus is working with schools to practice random acts of kindness. And we thought that was a very natural link when we were doing this for free for the public, as along with the Wigwam and the local dentist Hilgers and our friends at Shamrock Farms, and plenty of other independently owned yoga and park systems. They're just coming out here and offering something family and fun and just a free event with beautiful weather at a locally owned resort.
Wonderful, wonderful. And so how many eggs were hidden out there? I know the hunt began at around 10 o'clock this morning, and so there's probably not that many left.
Yeah, they're still in line, believe it or not. We learned our lesson from years back where we just let all, we just throw them out on the green grass and the ropes fall, and it was just a mass exodus of kids all going which way, so that wasn't a good idea. So we've staggered according to age group and time, and each group gets to hunt about 1,000, and we have somewhere around 1,200 kids here right now. I would say on the property there's about 2,000, 3,000 people.
Wow, that's amazing. And you mean the Easter Bunny throws the eggs out there, right?
Oh, yeah. Right, there's plenty of Easter Bunny and bunny helpers.
Very good.
We have a
That is so cool that what you do, I mean, to it's not just about the event, but it's the joy it gives to these little kids. And what are the ages of these kids usually?
Newborn, basically toddler in arms to teenage, and they are there. A lot of times you get grand families and grandparents coming in, and then the resort has a fabulous bunny package available where the Easter Bunny, if you're staying in house, the Easter Bunny comes and turns down your bed and puts a little bunny and an egg or a little surprise on your pillow instead of the traditional mint. And the kids that are in-house get to enjoy this, and a lot of parents have come for years. So they remember, you know, as their kids are growing and then friends and family join in the fun. And since we're located in the West Valley, it's very easy to find the wigwam. So it's a meeting point for a lot of different people and some schools, dance schools and local charter school comes and brings their performers to the stage. And we just had an Easter outfit pageant. And each year I'm happy to inform everybody that with a limited advertising budget to get folks out here, we keep adding more people to the Easter outfit competition, more kids.
Wow.
Easter outfit competition. What is that?
You know, many years ago, people used to dress up for Easter. You'd have an Easter bonnet and in your nice dress, and I don't know why parents did that, and then keep cleaning that nice outfit and go find eggs in the grass. But you do it because you want to get some pretty photos, and then we just decided that everybody could show off their Easter dress or Easter clothes, and the kids that want to get up on stage, and then there was a three different mommy and child spa packages for the top three winners. So the kids that were brave enough to get on stage won their mommy Red Door Spa day with their child for winning.
Wow, how nice mm-hmm. is that? Yeah, we just had a style expert on talking about the Easter parades, and I remember growing up always having new clothes, new Sunday dress, and the pretty hat and the shoes and everything. And I think the reason that we weren't supposed to get it dirty for the egg hunt was so we wouldn't tackle each other.
I think that was that. You know what? There's a method to the mommy madness, that's probably exactly why they had it. That's very smart thinking. I didn't ever put that together, but I think you're right.
Now, I always had, when I had my own little, you know, Easter egg hunts when I was little, so last year, there was always an egg or two that I could not find, and then we'd find it about a week or two later. So, did the kids find all the eggs out at the wigwam?
You know, luckily, we went to the plastic surprise-filled eggs, but the kids did. We had a local school hard cooked some eggs and left them in the shell, so there's a craft area, but the eggs stay iced until the kids are ready to either dye them and put little cute stickers on them. So and this year, along with the Easter egg dyeing and craft area, we were able to partner with Bass's and work with their box clay people, and they're turning egg cartons into things like Easter egg baskets, sailboats, bunny ears, planters. You'll see Bass's roll out a planter. So you put little seeds in each of the containers where the egg would be after you use the eggs, and watch a little garden grow in an egg container.
Oh, very creative.
So, because we're coming right up on Earth Day, but yeah, every day should be Earth Day for all of us. And so we decided that would be a good fit in the repurposing of our egg packaging.
Definitely, definitely. Good idea. And so what's the because I haven't colored my eggs yet. I'm gonna color. I've got a
tonight?
Pet duck. We were just talking about earlier. Frozen and I are gonna color some eggs tomorrow. Not his eggs. I'm gonna color some Hickman's.
Explain
eggs.
Who Frozen is.
Frozen is my pet duck. He wears a diaper and
walks around on a leash. Yes.
Unfortunately, he's a male, so I don't get the eggs that I wanted.
I was gonna say, what do you mean they're not Frozen's eggs?
Well,
that would
I know.
Be disgusting.
I wish, but the eggs that we're gonna color together are Hickman's eggs. So, what are some tips that what's the best way to color my eggs?
You know, I like to keep them cold until you're ready to put them in the dye. And we do the old-fashioned way, although I don't knock all of those nice retailers for having such cool and clever little egg kits. We never had those. We dropped that little color tablet and styrofoam cup. But what I like to do at home is just the traditional egg dye you get in the baking aisle and a little bit of vinegar. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the longer you sit them in there, you got to watch because that vinegar will eventually eat away at that shell. Oh. So the longer you keep them in the dye, of course, the more brilliant the color. But I like to just go with the old-fashioned egg or, you know, dye that you get in the grocery store.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know, we used to also, we went very natural one time and like putting in with onion skins,
yeah.
That mm-hmm. color and different things like that too. And then uh-huh. this year we had just the three colors, one from beets, one from uh-huh. cabbage, and one from annatto. That was the yellow was the annatto.
Yeah, you know, eggs are very porous, and I've shied away from using the natural ones, but of course I've been on TV and promoting that because we have a lot of farmer friends, and that is supporting our farmer friends. So we like to, because it's often a vegetable that you get those brilliant colors too. So it all fits. We're all, you know, using food for fun and family activities. So I do like the natural. I just, to me, I prefer getting the dye on because I always like cleaning up those little spots that no matter how much newspaper you put down, you always find spots on your walls.
It's good memories, isn't it?
It's like your own little egg hunt. And when you're a little kid, you always want to know why mom didn't let you go crazy. And now I know why she didn't let me go crazy.
So what is your secret for getting the egg dye drips off the walls?
You know, more vinegar. I'm a big proponent of vinegar because it's a little sanitizer and it's non-toxic. So, and it's cheaper than a lot of the other cleaners. And I like vinegar.
Mm-hmm.
It works out.
And the distilled white, right?
Uh-huh.
The cider vinegar will change the color on your walls. So, yes.
I should have added that in. Thanks for covering me on that. You know, I don't want you to get people. Hey, are
balsamic
you
vinegar.
Hints from Heloise.
And you can't go into a grocery store or supermarket here in Arizona without seeing a big display of Hickman's eggs right now. Your eggs, your chickens, what came first, the chicken or the egg? Your chickens must be working overtime. How many eggs are they producing every day? Right,
you know,
time.
We have just under 6.5 million hens, and they lay about 99%, anywhere from in the 80s to the 90% range, which, you know, mathematically speaking, I could do it in my head here, but I think there's exactly 5.9 million eggs being laid a day.
Wow, wow. And
I didn't do it in my head. I see the computer reports every week, so I cheat because it shows me exactly how many they're laying every day.
And what's the process there? I mean, if it's every day, you must have a whole lot of employees, what, gathering them up? And what is the process from the egg being laid to the end point, or is that a big process that...
You know, it's actually a very quick trip. Once the hen, every 26 to about 32 hours, depending on the hen's age, she will lay an egg that you see in a grocery store or restaurant. But when we were young, we used to hand gather the eggs. But as you know, with our new tamper-resistant packaging that Costco prefers, when you touch an egg, you increase the chances of it breaking. So we don't touch the eggs anymore at the farm. The hen lays the egg, and we put this magic video on so you can go and see the journey of the hen from the egg. The egg takes from the hen to your table, but the series of conveyor belts exits to the end of the house, and they converge onto one main conveyor belt, which takes them into an egg processing machine where they get cleaned and sanitized and inspected and put in the packaging. And honestly, if that egg is laid in the morning, it could literally, especially at this time when we're so short on eggs, be on your grocery shelf tonight.
Wow.
So that's how quick. And, you know, we're very fast on that. And as soon as we get them washed and sanitized, they go into the refrigerated coolers, and then they await shipment. But it's a very quick process. Once that egg gets laid, since we process every day, so you're getting very fresh eggs. It depends on the retailer how fast they move them.
All right. Well, excellent. Well, you know, again, we want to thank you, Sharman Hickman. On behalf of Hickman's Family Farms, everyone go out there to the wigwam, check out the egg roll and Easter egg hunt and all the fun that they've got going on out there, and get some Hickman's eggs to color today or tomorrow so the Easter bunny can hide them around your house. So,
and I think that video sounds interesting.
Yeah, go on and say that you you heard it on your show. That'll be great. Friend us and let us know how you like our video.
Happy Easter.
Thank you.
Happy Easter.
And singing us into our break, once again, our friend Rosemary Clooney, Little Johnny Chickadee.
That was three Rosemary Clooneys in a row. Can you believe it? And this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX. We'll be right back. Tells me, get up, you sleepy
head. All the boys. This is 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.